Right, it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, what is your subject this week?
Well, I'm looking at a lady with an Essex connection who earned quite a reputation for herself as a social historian, really. Mm-hmm. Lady named Enid Poulter. And Enid Poulter was born at Westcliff on Sea, and brought up at Westcliff and followed in the footsteps of her father and became a teacher. However, in 1947, Enid decided she would like a change of career, and she applied for a post working for the Museum of Cambridge as a curator. And she herself said that she was lucky to be trained in her new job by somebody who really inspired her in research techniques as part of her job. And one of the things that her predecessor stressed to her was the importance of going out and finding ordinary people's accounts of customs, legend, folklore, songs, all connected with the Cambridgeshire countryside.
Right.
And this is what she did. So really what Ralph Vaughan Williams did as part of documenting country songs going back many hundreds of years, Enid Poulter did with in a wider field. Yes, she documented traditional folklore songs and tunes, but she also documented farming customs,
right,
legends, cures and remedies from the Cambridgeshire countryside. And she filled notebook after notebook with this information. And if you visit Cambridge, and you can possibly get to the Museum of Cambridge, you will find her notebooks are still available. And they contain a wonderful selection of everything to do with social and cultural history of Cambridgeshire. I might also add, before I finish, that she was also a pioneer of documenting oral history. Ordinary people recounting and being recorded, telling us about their employment, their customs, their lives, their school days, and so on. So it's a wonderful archive of social history. And if you're interested in social history, it really is worth a visit.
So that's at Cambridge?
That's at the Museum of Cambridge, yes.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.
And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
Well, next week we're going to be looking at a very famous Tudor statesman with a connection to Roydon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.